وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك يا أبا قيامة، بارك الله فيك أخي، حفظك الله تعالى. The answer of this question, the distance of traveling to combine or shorten the prayer, the answer is huge and long, and doesn't matter how much I'm gonna try to summarize it, it's gonna be very long. I hope in the future I could explain to you in details to show you the khilaf between the ulama and the base. But in general, Shaykh Al-Sunan Taymiyyah رحمه الله تعالى وابن القيم وشيخ ابن عثيمين والسعيدي and others, all of them, they hold the opinion of saying these go back to the urf, to the culture of the people who they live in your place. For example, you live in Mecca and you want to travel to Al-Ta'if. So we see people of Mecca, did they consider the journey to Al-Ta'if traveling or no? If they consider it as a traveling, means it's traveling. If they didn't consider it as a traveling, means it's not. How they consider it, not according to their madhab or no, it's according to the behavior. When they go to Ta'if, did they take luggage, they take clothes, they prepare, they give salam to their family till the end, did they do the behavior of traveling or no? You know, when you travel normally, you will prepare for the traveling. Did they act like that or no? If they act like that, means traveling. If they don't, it's just journey, they go eat lunch, dinner, and come back, means it's not traveling. So the summary is, Shaykh al-Islam Taymiyyah rahmatullah and then other ulama from the Salaf and the Khalaf, they hold this opinion, and I believe that it's more practical, simple as that. Barakallahu fiqh.